Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and in this week's podcast episode, I'm going to run through all the cleaning and prepping supplies resellers need. Whether you are just now starting, whether you haven't started yet, or you've been in the business for years, these are just some things that I have been using over the years that I genuinely think that every single reseller needs to use and needs to have in their home or office, wherever you work out of. So if you are interested in learning a little bit more about even my cleaning and prepping process and what I have in my back pocket, just keep on listening. As I talked about in the intro of this episode, I just want to clarify that it doesn't matter what stage you are currently in your reseller journey, even if you've been reselling for years and, you know, some of this stuff you might already know, but, you know, some of these things you might not know. So I'm going to use this episode kind of to just let you guys in on how I clean, how I prep, some of my favorite products I use, where I get some of my favorite products, the whole nine yards. But for the most part, you know, if you think you're pretty good, pretty well off in your cleaning prep process, you don't have to listen to this podcast episode. But this one is kind of going to be very focused on teaching some people of my cleaning and prepping process. So if you want to hear about that, just stay in, stay tuned. But yeah, so I just came back from an amazing little trip to the Bins. For the past 2 days, I've gone to the Bins. So just, you know, little side thing, but I have honestly not been the happiest person with the Bins lately. Well, before this time, for the last, I would say honestly 2 months, I don't think I went to the Goodwill outlet store because I had just such a bad time thrifting. Like I just would walk away with maybe one thing and it wouldn't be worth my time. But I ended up going back yesterday for the first time in a while because I got a bulk order for somebody wholesale, and I needed to go to the Bins. I was like, I gotta go to the Bins. And I went to the Bins for the first time in months, and I actually had a very successful trip. So that kind of inspires this podcast episode, because if any of you have ever been to the Goodwill Bins, you even know that it is not the cleanest place on earth. And whether you like it or not, you're gonna have to clean that stuff. I am not here to judge. However, there are some resellers that will tell you that they do not clean their thrifted clothing. I'm going to be the first to tell you I 100% always clean my thrifted clothing. Thrifted clothing goes through a lot of hands. It goes through a lot of different places, especially thrifted clothing from the Goodwill outlet store. So with that being said, every article of clothing I have, I wash it. I have to, for my own cleanliness and for my customer. It's just like second nature. I clean every single thing that comes into the product for me. So with that being said, I have a couple, you know, steps and things that I have on me at all times. And when I'm home, making sure that all these things are clean. So that's exactly what is the inspiration behind this episode. Had a really good thrift trip at the Bins, but I knew some of the stuff needed to be deep cleaned. So the first thing, I cannot stress this enough, is Lysol. If you don't know what Lysol is Let me look up the exact definition. So Lysol is a cleaning and disinfectant spray. Everybody at the beginning of the pandemic had it. I am still very much a Lysol person. That's just who I am. That's just how I am. I love Lysol. I always like to spray my clothing down, including in the Goodwill bags, just spray it down before I even put it in my washing machine. So getting a can of Lysol, I actually saw the cutest thing in the world. If you go to the travel section of Target, they have miniature Lysol cans. So if you even want to, you know, take that to with you to the thrift store, once you put it in your car, whatever it is, it's really fun. But I recommend Lysol to spray down disinfectant. I would do the Lysol before you put it into the washing machine. I don't think it does anything to the actual clothing. It'll just get, you know, cleaned off anyways. But I would do that before. I just like to do the germ cleaning before. Next is some Tide detergent. I cannot recommend this enough. Tide detergent, I have gotten so many compliments on like the smell of it, and I just think that genuinely it is one of the best detergents out there when it comes to heavy duty. They have like heavy duty Tide detergent that you can get at Costco. And it lasted me literally for, I think, like 3 months when I got it. And just wash it, do the rotation, whatever you need to do. Next, I like to always have fabric spray. Even after I've washed it, I just want that thrift store smell kind of out of the piece of clothing. So I add some fabric spray. The fabric spray I love to use because I love this smell is actually a miniature bottle from Febreze, and they sell them at Walmart, they sell them at Target, the whole nine yards. But I love to have that like Febreze scent because it's not necessarily like, how do I put it? It doesn't smell like detergent, but it kind of has, like, since it's the Febreze brand, it kind of has that room smell spray, so it's a lot stronger, and it comes in different scents and stuff. But yeah, I always recommend doing the fabric spray. Next, I definitely, that's kind of out of the, like, washing process type of thing. One thing I do always recommend is a stain remover. If you are an avid thrifter, you know this. There's rarely a time you're going to get a vintage piece of clothing that's going to be perfect. That's just really not going to happen. So with that being said, getting stain removers, I have had, this is going to sound whatever, but the best stain removers I've ever had were the off-brand versions. There's this Great Value brand of stain remover. Yes, literally the Great Value stain remover brand that I use is actually some of the best stain remover I have ever had. All you got to do is you put this in before you wash the actual clothing product, but you just spray it down wherever the stain is, and then you wash it with your normal clothing, and it 9 times out of 10 for me is out. But as a thrifter, you definitely need to have stain remover spray. It doesn't matter where you get it from. Just make sure that you are getting it, because a stain remover spray can be a game changer. There are so many items that you kind of want to just throw away and do whatever, but I'm telling you right now, a stain remover spray is so helpful. So next, getting out of the kind of washing situation, here's some more little things that you should definitely have. Number one, you should have a shaver. If you sell any type of sweaters, any type of sweatshirts, if you're thinking about selling any type of sweaters, any type of sweatshirts, you need a sweater shaver. You can get sweater shavers from Amazon all day long, different prices. But ultimately, the little ends coming out, the little nitty-gritty parts of your sweater that might be imperfect, a shaver shaves that down and puts it in pristine condition despite whatever age it is. Next, I cannot recommend this enough, a steamer. There are so many different expensive steamers. There are steamers that go up to $300 or steamers that start at $15. I'm going to be completely honest. As a reseller, a lot of the things I sell include t-shirts, dresses, jeans, that kind of stuff. So for using a steamer, steamers can double as a cleaner and it can double as a, you know, like a straightening tool. But with steamers, the whole premise is steamers are really good when you are going to the bin, stuff like that, because it gets excess germs, excess dirt off of it. Also, while straightening out the product and making it as pristine as possible. So with a steamer, I have used the $300. The $300 ones are the long metal steamer heads, and it comes with like the vacuum, and it comes with the water bubbling on the bottom. I am going to be honest, I do not recommend that unless you were selling like prom dresses. My family actually does sell prom dresses, so that's why I've used that big steamer, and that is so helpful in the prom industry. If you are doing suits, that is very helpful in big bulky items, and even more formal, more expensive items, yes, that larger steamer is a lot more helpful. But if you are mainly selling t-shirts, dresses, the smaller things, the casual things that many resellers do sell, I recommend the cheaper side of steamers. You can go to Walmart. I literally saw yesterday you can go to Walmart and get steamers as low as $15. Amazon has steamers galore on there for $20, $25, different prices. Just look at the reviews. There's not exactly one specific one that I recommend, but steamer is so important for your business. It knocks off the germs, and at the same time, it keeps your items looking, you know, ironed, straight, clean, fresh, all of that. Another thing is Goo Gone. I've been using Goo Gone for so long. On top of prom dresses, my family also did. My grandmother was a florist, so having hot glue everywhere was just kind of second nature. And Goo Gone is just that perfect thing to scrape off. And Goo Gone is also good when it comes to mysterious things that might be on your clothing, mysterious stains you might find that even the stain remover can't get out. That's one thing I really, really recommend is just investing in a little bitty can of Goo Gone. You can get Goo Gone at your local stores, Walmart, Dollar General, whatever. Amazon always has it, of course. But if you, for gum stains, if you see gum stains, sometimes you'll see like, even on clothing, you can see like candle melting stains. You can see any type of stain, honestly, that stain remover won't get. Goo Gone will get it. So I definitely recommend having Goo Gone at your fingertips because it just really, it helps out the process. I also really recommend a cheap sewing kit. You don't have to pay a lot of money for it, and the tools can be just as helpful. I have my current sewing kit, and it was $1 from Dollar General, I think, and it came with, you know, the three needles, black, blue, gray, green, red, yellow, all these different threads. Even if you don't know how to sew, I was not the best sewer, but I definitely learned how to be, because when you are a reseller, you really, really need to be able to fix some things without, because if you think about it, you go to the store and you find the most perfect, perfect t-shirt. However, there is a hole. Instead of sending that to someone to alterate it, or instead of just donating it back or throwing it away or taking it back, for something as simple as a hole, you definitely need to be able to learn how to sew that hole, stitch it really easily, and go about your day. I learned how to sew through YouTube. I recommend YouTube for that kind of thing. I'm going to give you the exact video. Even if you are not a professional and don't know what you're doing at sewing, having that basic skill of knowing how to stitch can help you out so much in your life, and even kind of give you a little bit, if you do enjoy it, give you a little taste of some other projects you might want to work on. So the exact video that I learned how to sew on was called How to Sew, How to Stitch a Hole in Clothes, Hand Sew Up a Hole in Pants, Shirt, Leggings. And this is by Cinderella Sew on YouTube. She taught me how to stitch. It was really easy, really simple. It's a 2-minute and 39-second video. Because when it comes to a lot of the things that you're going to be repairing as a reseller, most of the time, it's literally just sewing back at the seam. Sometimes things will, you know, tear apart at the seam, and all you've got to do is sew up an armpit, sew up the ends, sewing up whatever it is. And having that cheap sewing kit, I always recommend a cheap sewing kit because at the end of the day, those do the same job as if you're paying for more. And with a cheap sewing kit, you have to have it portable. You have to have it small. Just get the basic colors that you need and go from there. Learn how to sew via YouTube. But instead of just wasting clothing, donating clothing if it doesn't fit, whatever it might be, learn how to fix these things on your own. Learn how to, you know, make the repairs that you need to on your own. The next thing that I definitely recommend you guys having is measuring tape. People are always going to be asking for sizes, for measurements, all of that. So, with that being said, always, always, always try to have a measuring tape on you. Measuring tape, you can get that literally anywhere. These are all cheap and effective ways to have this on you. And by having measuring tape, you can just sit there, measure anything out you need to, especially your packages, because you also need to know these sizes of your packages when it comes to reselling and when it comes to the whole shipping process. So if you are looking for measuring tape, you can find that in the craft sections of most stores, especially like the Walmarts of the world, Target even, CVS, all of that. So yeah, cannot recommend that enough. As you saw, the title of this episode is not just cleaning, it's also prepping. I'm not going to lie, when I first, and I still do it sometimes, but, you know, it used to be back in the day, you put it on a hanger, put it against a blank wall, and call it a day. But a couple years ago, I'd say about 2 years now, like when the pandemic hit, my mom and I kind of took it to the next level, and we got a lighting kit. We got a lighting booth for our products, for our smaller products, for our bigger products. We got the full-on lighting kit with the lighting umbrella, all of that, and then the white background. And I really want to say, Amazon has a lot of affordable lighting kits that I definitely would recommend. Having the best lighting that you possibly can is so important for your reselling business. I seem to talk about this somehow, some way, every single week, but I cannot stress to you guys how important presentation is. So with that being said, on Amazon, you can get the lighting kits for like $50, $80 for like a full set of them, but I cannot recommend it enough. Lighting kits can really take your business to the next level. Next up is a photo backdrop background. I definitely wish I would have done this a lot sooner, but even if it's just a fur background like I currently have, I still like the way that looks. My mom and I used to have a wood floor looking background that looked really nice. There's like brick wall backgrounds. Amazon is full of different backdrops that you can have for your photos. Try to make it as consistent as possible and as clean as possible and minimalistic as possible. But nonetheless, a backdrop can really change your business because it gives it a more professional look. It gives it a cleaner look. And on Amazon, you can find backdrops for seriously really, really low prices. And just looking through, trying to see what you want. They have some for, you know, $20. Lower than that, you can get the whole kit for like $50, whatever you want to do. So I cannot recommend that enough. A mannequin. Mannequins are really important. I personally do not have a mannequin. My mom has our mannequin, but for her business, she uses it a lot. Mannequins are really helpful. Some people like to style and wear their own clothing. I personally do not. But with that being said, mannequins, you can get them for really good prices on Amazon, as always. And you can style them, you can use them for product photos, you can use them for example shots, whatever you want to do. But I highly, highly recommend a mannequin. I just love mannequins. I love the way that they look. And they can be such good prices. There's this one on Amazon we got, and it was a female body. It is approximately a size 8, so it's actually like a size 6 or a size 8, so it's not overly skinny. It fits majority of the clothing that I sell, and it was only $50. It's this nice black look, and I cannot recommend that enough, seriously. In the whole prepping process, we always talk about it, you know, shipping, making your shipping as accessible and free and easy as possible. So go with the things that you know. I always recommend different, if you sell a lot of clothing, if you sell a lot of shoes, the greatest thing to clean scuff marks, for example, if you know how Converse look, the white part at the beginning of a Converse, to clean that kind of thing, I cannot recommend the Magic Eraser enough. Mr. Clean's Magic Eraser is so good for cleaning up shoes. Fabric shoes, I just want to go ahead and preface this. A lot of people, I guess, don't know this, but fabric shoes you can wash in the washing machine, but there are some tough moments that are going to be hard to get off, especially on the hard surfaces. So the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, by scrubbing those harder surfaces off, is so effective and so helpful for you guys. Another part of the cleaning process that I forgot to mention is literally my favorite thing in the entire world. I don't know how I forgot this, but a lint roller. Lint rollers are so important. I love lint rollers. I literally carry a lint roller everywhere. I don't know why, but I love lint rollers because you never know if something's on you. Just roll it against you. Boom. Get a lint roller if you were selling, you know, used, vintage, whatever kind of clothing, especially darker clothing. Lint rollers will really make a difference when it comes to packaging your orders. You don't want to have any type of anything misplaced on your sweatshirt, on your t-shirt, whatever it is. So get that lint roller. And last but not least, this is definitely kind of optional, but it's something that I do prefer sometimes, depending on where I'm shopping, especially heavy on the Goodwill outlet. I always want to have a pair of gloves. Just having this pair of gloves makes me feel a little safe, makes me feel like I'm not touching anything, whatever it is, and just 100% for my customer. But getting gloves, you can get cheap gloves anywhere, literally anywhere, but I just totally recommend having a pair of gloves with you. Even when you go to the Goodwill outlet, dig with gloves. It's really helpful. So yeah, that is it for my cleaning and prepping supplies all resellers need episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. I will try my best to be back on Thursday next week. Things are a little bit heavy. I'm in my senior year of college. Just bear with me, you guys. But again, I want to always, as always, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. It really means a lot to me to have you guys still here and to have so many people listen to this podcast and, you know, the whole nine yards. If you do enjoy this podcast, it would really mean the world to me if you guys would leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you can, leave a review on Spotify. I don't know if that's an option or not, but leave a review anywhere you want to. If you have any questions, if you have any episode ideas, I could definitely use some episode ideas because I've been doing this podcast now for about or over 2 years now. So I feel like I've kind of covered almost everything, but if you guys have any questions, whatever it is, feel free to reach out to me and my DMs and follow the Instagram for this podcast at Thrifting Ain't Easy Pod. Again, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. I hope you guys found it helpful. I hope you guys found it helpful. So yeah. All right. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.